Good evening, everyone. I hope you guys can hear me. I see very few cameras on, but if you do have your camera on, can you give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down if you can hear me, or am I coming through at all? I don't see anybody moving, so it's making me a little bit hesitant if you guys can are getting this through. The only cameras I can see right
can now
on my screen is okay, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Well, outstanding. So it's just on my end. So that's the only thing that really matters is if you guys are getting the content. So anyway, guys, you guys had an amazing week. Congratulations to you guys. Had a lot of people step up and really push themselves toward that, you know, that PC Pro push, a lot of $150 bonuses going out to the team, a lot of $300 bonuses going out to the team. So congratulations on that. We're rocking it right now. We're well above, way ahead of last year's May pace, but we're also ahead of last month's pace. So you guys are just doing an amazing job of growing and building your teams and your organizations. So congratulations on that. You know, last night's newsletter came out. We were well represented once again, number 19 in the whole company. And this isn't solutions production, but just individual production. Brand new associate, Mr. Joseph Young out of Utah, was number 19 in all Legal Shield last week. So, hey, congratulations, Joseph. That's a phenomenal job. Number nine, week in, week out. She hasn't let this setback or restrictions confine her one bit. Miss Cheryl Ann DeGotta out of the great state of Georgia, number nine in the entire company last week in production. So congratulations, guys. You guys are rocking and rolling. And on the recruiting side, we have the number 12, number 5, and number 2 recruiters and all of Legal Shield last week. So recruiting, like I said at the beginning, number 12, one of our top leaders on the team, Millionaire Club members on the team, is not slowing down. Matter of fact, picking up his pace over the last couple of months. My good friend Brandon Samiego out there in Southern California. So congratulations, Brandon. Number 5, Mr. Caden Coleman, and number 2, out of the great state of Utah, again, brand new associate, Mr. Joseph Young out of the great state of Utah. So congratulations there, guys. That's phenomenal. Keep up the good work. You guys are killing it. But right now, before we jump into our featured trainer for tonight, I'd like to go out to the great state of Alabama. To my good friend and our solutions leader, Mr. Jimmy Parrish, for any solutions updates that he needs to know.
Thanks, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy. yes, love to give you several updates here. You're great at ventriloquism, by the way, Jeremy. Let me just give you credit for that. As we've been doing the entire month of May, there's something going on pretty much every business day, Monday through Friday, weekday, I should say, in the solution space. Tuesday through Friday, no exception. Tomorrow is the weekly blitz. For those of you that have solutions team members or your solutions yourself, and all these times, by the way, are Central Time, where our corporate headquarters is based. But if you want to participate in the blitz, you just text the word blitz to 47177. You can be part of the blitz. It's kind of an organized effort to call appointments, book appointments with decision makers. It kind of starts at 9:45, just kind of warm up, some instructions. You go solid from 10 till 12, and then there's a 15-minute wrap-up and some training. Last Tuesday, there were 70 associates that made 1,500 calls and booked 133 decision maker appointments. So we are having success. The group scoop today gave a great story about that. Kathy Lucas out of the state of Kansas was able to book 9 appointments doing that herself. Wednesday, the weekly solutions webinar is being held. We've got a panel of 3 associates that are having success here during this pandemic. Linda Mazzoli, out of California, Kevin Dunn out of Washington State, and Cassie Prinke out of Arizona will be a panel discussion talking about what they've been doing. You can register at solutionswebinar.com, solutions plural, webinar singular.com. If you've registered before, you do not have to register again. Thursday, the Decision Maker webinar is being held every week, 1 p.m. to 1:30. And the speaker this week is Melissa Wilder. We'll be doing a great Decision Maker presentation for all decision makers. You might want to get on the call. This is a call where you do have to register on a weekly basis by going to lsoverview.com. And you'll be able to do that as well as any decision makers, or if you just want to kind of hone up your own decision maker presentation skills. And then Friday, there'll be a level two certification being led by our vice president of training, Mr. Mike Riches. It'll be 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And you can go to lsbstraining.com, stands for Legal Shield Business Solutions Training. That's lsbstraining.com. If either it's the first time attendee for level two employee benefit certification, or if you'd like to be recertified. So that kind of gives you solutions update for the week, Jeremy, and more team. Jeremy, I'll send it back to you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that update, Mr. Parrish. you know, it was the team had an amazing week. You guys are, like I said earlier, are absolutely killing it. You know, life is slowly but surely getting back to normal here in the great state of Oklahoma. You know, this past weekend, we were able to go to the ball fields. And for you guys that know me and Steph and our family personally, you know, we live at the ballparks in the springtime and summer and early fall. And to be able to get back to the ball fields this weekend and to see so many people out there. So, I mean, literally hundreds of people gathered and having a great time and, you know, little brothers, little sisters playing in the dirt and you know, the people had their blankets out and their lawn chairs and just, I mean, you know, what's more American, you know, if there was a bunch of apple pie served, that would have just been the icing on the cake because, you know, baseball and it just felt, I was just so thrilled for those kids to be able to have a sense of normalcy brought back to their lives. And I do have to do a little bragging, you know, Credo, our little guy Creed, his little team, they won that little tournament and they got what they do for these kids winning these tournaments today is it's ridiculous in my opinion, but they got a ring, that sucker is about, I mean, it's that big. I mean, it covers up like three of his fingers putting it on one. But anyway, it was just so, you know, it just gave me such, it just filled my heart seeing people doing normal things and, you know, socializing and enjoying, you know, being outside and fellowshipping and the spirit of competition and all that. But anyway, I'm going to quit talking. I just got a text from Stephanie, told me I need to jump into the training. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to go out to the state of Virginia. And guys, you're in for a truly special treat tonight. We have one of our, longest tenured leaders on the More Success team. He's built one of the biggest teams in all of Legal Shield, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to call him a friend, a confidant, somebody that I've learned from a distance for many, many years. But he's a millionaire club member. His team has produced, you know, dozens of millionaire club members, dozens and dozens of ring earners, and just doing phenomenal things from the great state of Virginia. I'm going to turn it over to my good friend, Mr. Jeff Hughes.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate that. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can, my friend.
Okay. I'm still not great on Zoom calls. People always want me to do Zoom calls for them. I'm like, do you know what you're asking? So, so it's great. And it's great to be on the call. It's good to see everybody's face. That's one nice thing about this is, normally we only get to see each other at convention and team events, and it's nice to be able to see everybody. And I hope everybody's doing well, staying well. We're doing well in Virginia, and excited to get back to life. I'm a little jealous of the Moors being able to go to a a gathering outdoors like that. We still are shut down pretty much in Virginia, but it's getting better. So I guess I'm going to tell my story. I know a lot of y'all have heard it. But I think it's such a great teaching example of kind of like how to do the networking side of the business. Okay, so my background is I don't have a formal college education. I don't come from family money. Cindy and I married really young. We had our kids really young. I was selling shoes. I was really good at it, and I hated it, and that's a bad thing in life to get good at something you don't enjoy. And we were not making enough money to support four kids. Cindy did not work outside the home. We homeschooled our kids, so she was a full-time homemaker and an educator. And I got to the point in the shoe business that I was feeling really despondent. I thought, you know, how do you start over when you don't have an education and you don't have a skill set that's really translatable outside of that industry? When I would talk to companies that were recruiting salespeople, they would say, well, you're not in sales, you're a clerk. You know, even though I was on straight commission and I absolutely did sell in the shoe business, it wasn't respected outside of my industry. So I was feeling very trapped. And I thought, I'm going to be that old man that's still working at Dillard's when he's, you know, 80 years old, because I won't be able to afford to retire. And I looked at starting my own business. But if you don't have access to family money, it's really hard to start your own business. And the businesses that I wanted to start, I couldn't afford. And the ones that I could afford, I didn't want to start. You know, I got pitched on every network marketing, multi-level marketing scheme that came down the pike. I was in retail sales for almost 20 years. So I got pitched on everything. And I swore I would never do any of those types of companies. I thought they were all, if not scams, they were scammy. And I thought, I'm just a shoe salesman, but I have my pride. And so I really had resigned myself that this is, you know, let's make the best of it. This is my life. And you know, I wish I could do a do-over, but life doesn't give you do-overs. And one day, one of my customers came in, and I'd known Judy for a long time. She was a customer 10 years, well, probably for about 15 years at two different stores that I worked at. And I called her Jumpin' Judy because she was always in a good mood. I really liked her. She was always upbeat. And she came in one day, and she had this little folder of photographs, and she was showing me pictures. And I knew when I looked at it, I thought, that is a network marketing convention. So I don't know what she's in or where she went, but that looks like a network marketing event. And of course it was. It was Nashville. It was Nashville 20 years ago. They had a leadership summit, and she went with her daughter Val, who was her sponsor, and got all jacked up and came back to Texas and was ready to, you know, start her business. She was brand new in Legal Shield and had learned enough to get started. And I had a headache. And she said, what's wrong with you? You look like you're in a bad mood. And I said, oh, I've got a migraine headache and it really hurts. And she said, oh, I've got something for that. So she pulled out a little bottle, had a little tiny glass bottle and had an M on top. She unscrewed it and she put it on her finger and she put it on my head. And she said, does that feel better? And I said, well, it's burning. And she said, yeah, that's the peppermint oil. That's for migraines. And I said, well, the burning is distracting me from my headache. And she said, let's go to lunch. I want to tell you what I'm doing. I'm so excited. And it may or may not be something you're interested in, but if you'll go to lunch with me, I'll feed you. And y'all know me, I'm cheap. If you're going to offer me anything free, I'm all over it. So I said, yeah, let's go. And so we just walked out of the store. We walked across the parking lot, went to this nice restaurant, and man, I got the big burger she was paying. And I fully expected her to start talking to me about this multi-level marketing company where you had to anoint people's heads with oil. And if you anoint enough people's heads with oil, you can make $1 million. That's what I was expecting. And she pulled out a Legal Shield placemat brochure. It was a piece of paper. And she did not know how to make a presentation. So she just read what was on the page. And I think one time she asked me to read part of it. And we went through it. And to me, it was just logical. I thought, well, this is stupid logical. And it was cheap, so it was in my price range. And when she got done, I said, Judy, I'll probably get this. This is a good idea. And she said, well, Jeff, everybody's going to have this. You know, some days everybody will own this. The question is, who will they get it from? I think that you ought to think about marketing it. And I said, what is this? I said, I thought you were trying to sell me a legal plan. First, I thought you were trying to recruit me into an oil company. And now I was totally confused. I don't know what was going on. And she said, no. I know you're going to buy this. That's a foregone conclusion. But she said, I want to talk to you about working with the company. I think you'd be really good. You know, people like you and you've got some experience in sales. And I said, well, what is this insurance? And I said, what kind of company is this? And you have to have an education and do you have to be a lawyer? And I'm thinking all the things that would keep me out of a traditional business. I didn't have any money. I didn't have an education. I didn't have family connections. So I was thinking, this sounds really good and I'd like to do it, but I'm probably not the type of person that they would let do a company that's this credible. I thought I was uncredible, and so they wouldn't want me. And she's like, no, you'd be great. So, you know, I took her compliments. I took her free food, and I walked back into the store. And when I walked in, the manager goes, and he takes me in the back, and he said, it got busy while you were gone, and the owner had to come out and wait on customers, and she's not happy. So from now on, would you just eat in the back, and we will call you out when we need you. And I thought, man, that made me so mad. I hated my job anyway, and I wasn't making enough money. And I just felt like I was better than that job. And how dare they, you know? I never left the store because I'm on commission. If I'm out of the store and one of my customers came in, I would lose the sale. And so I was always in the store. That one time, you know, somebody was nice enough to take me to lunch and I did it. And then they tell me from now on, you just eat in the back. And, you know, in all the years I worked for them for over 10 years. And all the time that I worked for them, I thought I was their friend. I suspected I was the help. And what I found out that day was I was the help. You know, and so later that day, Judy came back and she'd forgotten something. I walked out in the parking lot. I said, you will not believe what happened when I got back to work. And I told her, and I was so mad. I was had tears in my eye because it just was so frustrating to me. And she said, oh, Jeff, please, please, please come and check out Legal Shield, you know. And she said, you need to, you know, at the course of the time, we didn't have the technology we have today. We actually had to go to a meeting and the only meetings were about an hour away in Dallas. We lived in Fort Worth. And she said, you're going to need to invite Cindy because if you like this, you're going to have to go home and explain it to her and you won't be able to do as good a job as they do at the meeting. And I said, well, you don't know Cindy. She's not going. She don't even like people. And she's home with her kids and that's where she wants to be. And she said, well, you really need to, if you can, you need to get her to come. So, you know, like all good husbands, I'm afraid of my wife. And so I went home. I had to finesse this thing. I'm like, you know, is this a really good customer? She buys two pairs of shoes a month. She's worth about $40 every month to us. I don't want to make her mad. Let's just go. We'll just support her. We don't have to buy anything, but at least we can act like we're helping her. And Cindy's like, where is the meeting? And I said, it's in Dallas. She's like, what? They don't have a meeting in Fort Worth. I said, I guess not. I don't know. And I said, oh, and she wants to take us in her car. And Cindy's like, no way. That's one of Cindy's rules. She don't ride with people. She will take people, but she will not ride with people. So she came to the store when Judy was going to come pick me up, and she had kind of a vision or a voice in her head that said, Cindy, keep your mind open. And she said that was God kind of shaking her out of her ways. And when she pulled up, she was crying. I saw tears in her eyes, and I thought, oh, my gosh, she is so mad that she has to go to this meeting. She's crying. And I was sweating bullets all the way to Dallas. I thought, she is going to tear me up when we get home. And so we go to the meeting, and Judy sits us on the front row, which Cindy is not a front row. She likes to be in the back in case it gets weird because she can get out, you know. And we've been to enough hotel meetings that were weird, you know, people running up and down the aisles saying, look at my diamonds and look at my furs. And we were afraid it was going to be one of those deals. And Patrick Shaw was the presenter in Dallas. Some of y'all know Patrick. He's a big-time leader in Legal Shield today, very well-respected. And he did the presentation. He did a fine job. And when it was over, I looked at Cindy and I said, can we at least buy the membership? Because I thought maybe we can help Judy out and maybe she won't stop buying shoes from me. And Cindy looked at me and she said, if you don't do this business, I will. And I thought, wow, this is good. This is better than I thought it was. I thought it was good. But when Cindy said it was good, it was really good. And so Judy had some, you know, she wanted to know what I thought. And I was not going to tell her because I was so excited, but I didn't want to say that I was excited because I don't want to throw her a bone. And I just knew my heart was beating and I knew I was going to get out of the shoe business. I thought if I can make a living selling shoes, I can do this. This stuff is cheap. Everybody needs it. It's logical. It's not hard to sell. This lady knows what she's doing and she's doing it. And so I just told Judy, I said, no, I don't have any questions. I said, here's the deal. I've got three brothers that live in Dallas, Fort Worth. I want to talk to them. Let me run it by them first and see what they think. Because if I do this, I want to do it with them. And if they don't want to do it, you know, that's going to change things for me. So let me talk to them and we see what they think and I'll get back to you. And she said, oh no. And those of you that have been recruiters, you know, you never want your new person to go talk to anybody And so she said, let me get you a video. And of course, back then, Joan, y'all remember the old Now Is the Time. Jeremy, you remember that. It was a VHS tape. And she said, take this home and show it to your brothers. And if they find it, if they're interested, you can bring them next week. And I thought, okay, well, that's how this works. So we had a pizza party. We invited Mike, David, and Chris. And Mike and David were both married. They just recently gotten married. And then we're setting up their houses. So we invited their wives to come. So their wives were actually looking for a way to make money. Not Mike and David were in chiropractic college. And we put the video in the pizza party. And Cindy, she said the line that Judy taught her. She said, we've got something we'd like to show you. It takes about 15 minutes and you may or may not be interested. And so we put it in. And when it was over, they looked at us and they were like, wow. They said, we're in. We're in if you're in. And I was like, we're not in, but we can get in, you know. And I didn't know. I was like a dog that chased the car and then I caught it. I didn't know what to do with it. And they said, well, what's the next step? And I said, I really don't know. I said, there's this meeting in Dallas. There's this guy's making like $10,000 a month. I think there's paperwork that you fill out. I've never seen it. I don't know how it works. But I think if we go to that meeting, that guy can tell us what the next step is. So they were like, all right. So we talked to them and they were all going to meet at the meeting. So we walk in. Now, you got to remember, this is a little tiny meeting in Dallas. There's like 7 or 8 people going to this meeting. And Judy had been going for 3 or 4 weeks. And then Judy shows up with a couple. So everybody's like, wow, way to go, Judy. You know, you got somebody. And, you know, we could actually, you know, sometimes you get people that it's like they paid people to go. We were like legitimate guests. And so the next week, Judy shows up. She's got Jeff and Cindy and Chris Hughes and Mike and Sherry and David and Sherry. And so we take up about half the room and they're like, what the heck is going on with Judy? You know, good job. They were like freaking out because she was doing so well. And when the meeting was over, we're, you know, talking to my brothers, kind of, they're like, oh no, man, this is great. We're good. We're totally in. And so I didn't know what to do, but they started talking about all the people they were going to talk to when they got home. And I'm like, oh no, if you talk to people, you're going to screw it up. Let me get you a video. So I went out and bought 3 Now Is the Time bricks. That had audio cassette tape and a brochure and an application. And I brought it back to them and I said, all the people you're thinking about talking to, don't talk to them, just show them this. And if they're interested, you can bring them back the next week. So they went home and Chris went home that night. And Dave Hall's on the call tonight. And your training that you did last week about your son-in-law, his name is RJ Parker. I think Chris is a lot like him because when Chris got home, Chris didn't wait to get, he wasn't an associate. He wasn't a member. He just had heard about it, but he had a video. So he came home and he showed it to 2 of his roommates. One of them said, you're crazy. If you do this, I'll lose all respect for you. Chris is like, you live in the ghetto with me, so I don't care what you think. His other roommate said, let's do it. Yeah, let's go. So they jumped in the car and drove over to a friend's house and they showed it to him. He said, I'm in if you guys are doing it. Yeah, this is great. And they said, who do you know that we can show it to? He said, well, let's call up Corey. So they called up Corey they said, what are you doing? And Corey's like, well, I'm watching cartoons. And they said, well, can we come over? He said, why don't you come over on Saturday? So they went over Saturday morning and they showed it to Corey. Corey didn't like it, but they said, you ought to go show it to my brother, which is Eric Wilden. So they showed it to him. So then the next week we went back. So Judy had the 2 weeks before she had 2 people. And then she came back, she had what? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then when she came back the next week, there was 14 of us in a room that normally had 8 or 9 people. So the Dallas associates had to stand up and get in the back because we used all the seats. And they were freaking out. They were like, what are you guys doing? They were like literally pulled us aside after the meeting was over and interrogating us, wanting to know if we're running ads, or how are we doing this? Or just obviously you're doing something illegal or immoral or unethical because we're not having success like this. And we're like, I don't even know how to explain it to you. There's this video, it's called Now's the Time, and you show it to people that you're thinking about talking to. You don't talk to them, and if they like what they see, you tell them the next step is, let's go and find out more. And they were like, no, seriously, tell us the truth. What are you really doing? And I'm like, I don't know what you want me to say. That's what we're doing. I go out twice a week, and I show videos to my friends, and you know, of the people I show it to, I try to get one to go with me to the meeting. And we're having to drag people an hour across the Metroplex. And they can't get people in Dallas. So it did not take us long. We took over that meeting and then we started our own meeting in Fort Worth within our first month or so in the business and kind of copied what they were doing in Dallas. And then that meeting continued to grow. You know, it was interesting that I mailed a video out to Utah to another brother He threw it in the trash. David went home. I gave him the video. He went home and showed it to his mother and father-in-law, and they didn't join or sign up, but they said, we have our daughter and son-in-law in Utah. They like these kind of companies. We're going on vacation. Do you mind if we take this video and we can show it to them when we get there? And Dave's like, sure, that's fine. So that video that I bought went out on vacation to Utah, and their son-in-law is Dave Hall. So Dave Hall looked at that video and got interested enough to get started. Y'all heard his story last week. It was a little ugly at first, but he stayed in the game. And of course, he's become a tremendous success in Legal Shield. His family's been blessed by it, still being blessed. His son-in-law is blowing up in the business. But I think his son-in-law is a lot like Chris. Chris got going right away, and really David did too. I look at those first two videos, and they have made me millions of dollars. They cost me, I don't remember how much a brick was, $8 or something. It was expensive, $6. I thought it was expensive at the time. But those three bricks that I bought have made me millions of dollars. And quite frankly, most of my team, the people that are on this call, that are in my organization, you came from those first two videos. I would say probably 90% of my organization comes from those two videos that I bought at my first meeting when I wanted to go home and talk to my family and my friends. So, you know, we 10 years ago, Cindy and I were involved in a terrible automobile accident. It really stopped the way that we were building our business. You know, we were very much involved in the marketplace leadership, running meetings all over the area, doing trainings. And for a year, I couldn't do anything. I was literally flat on my back. I had to stay on my back 23 and a half hours a day with my foot elevated above my head, above my heart. So I had my foot like that. I was laying on my back. I literally withered away to nothing. I was a really, before that, I was I'm a cyclist. I rode 40 miles a day. I was in really great shape. I actually had abs. Well, I had an ab. I used to show people. I didn't have a six pack, but I had one ab you could see if the light was right. And then I was just like wasted away, you know? And then when I got well, I said, let's move to Virginia, you know, because I wanted a new lifestyle. I was just tired of living in the city and all that traffic. And so we moved to this rural county in Virginia. And I really didn't want to work a lot with Legal Shield. I was kind of enjoying being semi-retired and enjoying the lifestyle here. Still doing a lot with the business, but not like I was. And then I got lung cancer, and I was sick for almost 2 years recovering a late stage lung cancer, which has an 8% survival rate. So if you ever meet another late stage lung cancer survivor, make sure you get their name. I'd like to meet them because there's not very many of us in the world. But, you know, we got paid the whole time that I was not working Legal Shield. I did stay in Performance Club during that time. And then Cindy got sick. When I got well, Cindy was diagnosed with late stage breast cancer. And so I had to get her well. And we still got paid. And so the team has just continued to grow and grow and grow. And people oftentimes they ask me, like, what are you doing to cause your team to grow so much? I'm like, it has nothing to do with me. It never had anything to do with me. My sponsor, Judy, taught me everything I needed to know in Legal Shield. And that is, don't talk to anybody. Show them something. And today we have the ability to do that so much quicker with all the tools that we've got. Probably the worst thing you can have your new person, the worst thing you can have your new person do is to make a list of people to go and talk to about Legal Shield. Judy was so right. If you talk to them, you're going to mess it up. And none of us are as good as a third party tool, as an upline, you know, on the phone with us or a business partner, as a video, as a live event, all those things are much more powerful. And here's the problem. I was a really good salesperson. I was a good talker. I never get told no. My wife always wants me to call like companies and bill collectors or whatever if there's a problem, because they always tell me yes. And if I don't get a yes, I just figure it wasn't supposed to be, but I never get told no. So I could have done this with my skill set. But the problem is most people are not salespeople, and they don't even like salespeople, and they don't want to be thought of as a salesperson. And so that's why it's so important not to try to talk people into this or to use your charm or your persuasion or overcome objections. It's literally about presenting the information in a way that if they're looking for an opportunity, this is a good one, and it might be one for them. When they raise their hand and say, tell me more, the next step is, let's get them to the next step. So you know, I look at our career, and we worked really hard for I don't know, 15 years. You know, I was at everything. I did everything. And literally the last few years, I don't do a whole lot. You know, I go to the meetings here, and I do Super Saturdays, and I'll fly around and work with the team. But I'm not killing it, you know. I'm getting ready to go again. I talked to Jeremy today. I've got all this stuff in the pipeline. And talked to Doc Wilson today, and we're making plans. So we're getting ready to get going again. But it's amazing to me that even through illness and moving and leaving your marketplace and laziness or whatever you want to call it, the money still comes. You know, the money just is just like a machine. Every day that money gets dropped into our bank account. And that is the dream of network marketing. That's the dream that most companies sell. But what the reality most people receive in those companies is a nightmare. They don't receive any money, much less they receive residual money that comes in forever. So I had something really cool happen this week. This was supposed to be awarded at convention or at a Super Saturday, but this showed up in the mail. And I don't know, for the new people on the call, or the call tonight, you may not know that Legal Shield does this, but they have a recognition program. They call it the ring recognition. And they give you a ring based on your income level from $50,000 to millions of dollars. And they just send you these rings, and they're worth like $1,500. So again, you guys know if it's free, it's for me. So I love getting free stuff in the mail. So I opened up the mail the other day, and look what they gave me. So this beautiful case, it's got a plaque inside. You get one for every ring. So if you have earned all the rings, you get a whole bunch of different boxes. But look at this ring. Let me see if I can show it to you. I feel like the jewelry channel, the jewelry TV channel. Where's the eye on this thing? Oh, here's the eye. Okay. So that's that side. That says the Legal Shield and the crest, and it has the $150,000. And then the Lady of Justice. And then it's got a blue sapphire ring. So I got to show it to you because it looks really good on me. So now when I say, oh, it's so hot in here, you know? So that's cool, huh? And that's money that just keeps on coming. And that's, you know, I would say that's $150,000 in residual income. That's automatic money. Some money you got to roll out of bed to go get, and some money you can just roll over in bed and the money still shows up. And I like the rollover money. So that's really cool. I love this company. I love it because somebody like me, right, who's from Fort Worth, Texas, who was a poor guy, you know, a working guy who's trying to take care of his family, who doesn't have a fancy degree, who doesn't have family money, you know, can change their stars. And that's what Judy did for us. By inviting us to lunch, she literally rearranged the universe for the Hughes family. All of my brothers have gone on to great success in Legal Shield. In fact, I'm pretty sure to this day, and this may not be just in Legal Shield, it may be in the entire network marketing industry. All six siblings in my family, there's five boys and a girl, and all of us have hit the level of executive director or above. We have multiple ring earners, I mean, multiple millionaire club members in our family, you know, several platinum executive directors. And then when you go out from there, you know, Dave Paul is a brother-in-law, that family, and then his family and his friends, and it just goes on and on from there. This has never been about me and about Cindy. You know, it's literally been about the system that we use, which is not talking to people about Legal Shield. It's being excited about what they're about to hear, what they're about to see, or what they're about to participate in. That's your job as a Legal Shield recruiter, is to be excited and to help other people to see that excitement. We are promoters of the information people are about to intake. And when you get good at that, the rest of it takes care of itself. We're so scared at first because we want everybody to say yes. And I'm going to give you some, this is my rules of recruiting. And you can call me wrong if you want to, but I'm still right. Half the people that you talk to are not interested in anything. I don't care what it is. You may have invented a machine that produces diamonds. You know, you put a piece of charcoal in and a diamond falls out the other side. And you could go talk to all your friends, and half of them would not be interested at all. Nope, not interested in that. I heard somebody got into some kind of diamond deal before, and it turned out bad for them. I'm not interested. And people think, well, I must be saying this wrong. It must be the way of the words that I'm saying, or maybe I need to change the part on my hair because, you know, obviously this is such a great idea. I mean, it makes diamonds. How could they say no? And they're trying to evaluate what they're doing wrong. Half the people aren't interested in anything. The other half of the half that say they're interested are just being nice to you. They don't really mean it. They just don't want to hurt your feelings. And so they say, yeah, I'll go with you to the meeting. That sounds great. And then they don't show up. And we're like, oh, what did I do wrong? I must have said something wrong. I mean, I could have changed my colognes because they were say they were coming and then they didn't show up. Half of the half are just being nice. They're not really interested. Of the quarter, or the, I get what that'd be, half, study quarter. So the quarter that's left, some of those are going to come into your business and help you build a little bit, and then they'll disappear. And you'll think, well, I'm a terrible leader. Obviously, they got in. They signed up. They should have done more. They should have stayed. Why did they leave? And you have to realize that people leave. And it has nothing to do with you. It's about where they're at in their life and what they're ready for in their life. But I can tell you this. Out of all the people that you know, there are some who will stick and stay, who will join you in this business, who will build this business. Like Dave Hall has been with us from the very beginning. He's related to us. God bless him. And he never quit. He never left us. You know, we have built this business together for 20 years. You don't need a lot of Dave Halls to make a lot of money in Legal Shield. Don't worry about everybody else. You know, your job is to just get the information out there and work with the people that are willing to work with you. Quite frankly, guys, this will blow your mind. I made $100,000 a year with three people. I did not start my fourth team. I'm going to do like this. You can see my ring. I did not start my fourth team until my 13th month in Legal Shield. I had Mike, David, and Chris Hughes on my front line, and I was making $100,000 a year. When I started my fourth team, my income went to $20,000 a month. So you could say, oh, well, you've got to recruit hundreds of people to make a lot of money. To me, recruit the people, work with the people who want to work with you and then help their dreams come true. If you can get three people that love it like you love it, who are working it like you're working it, they're duplicating you, man, you partner up with those people and you make their dreams come true. And when you do, you get three or four people that have had their life dreams come true and they're on your front line, you're good. You're grand. You're good forever. And that to me seems a lot more doable than you got to recruit 1,200 people in order to get to executive director. You don't. You can recruit the people that you can recruit and then identify the ones who want to do this, who actually show up and do it and partner with them and just help them to achieve their dreams. And you can make a lot of money and have a lot of fun and have a wonderful quality of life. Because you got to think about this, guys. I like Legal Shield. I like working Legal Shield. There's everything about this company I love. But at this point, it is 100% not about me. I could go make a lot more money by doing more efforts. But if I never want to make any more money than I'm making now, and just have a gradual increase for the rest of my life, I'm done. Because my team has grown and grown and grown. I don't even know, Jeremy. I think it's got to be over 100,000 people have joined our team in the last 20 years. I mean, it's well over 100,000. And they've marketed over 500,000 memberships. So you think about that. 500,000 memberships, we got paid on them, and now they're renewing. And so every year, this flood of money starts coming back at us. And that's so cool to think that you could be somebody like me without a big skill set, without a lot of money, without family connections, and you can have like crazy dream success in this business. So that's what I would tell the young people, the new people in the business today. You know, this is the beginning of your business. And I'll tell you something that I learned, and this is good for any of us, is you can in 90 days absolutely change your stars. We work so hard and so fast, just like Dave Hall's son-in-law. He's working so hard and so fast and having so much activity in his first 90 days, it will carry him for the rest of his career in Legal Shield. You can do that too. I mean, Joan, you guys want to change your life? You want to have a radically different life in the future? Go hard at this for 90 days using a duplicatable system and help other people to experience success. And it all changes. So that's what's nice for me. You know, maybe I haven't worked as hard as I should have. It's just a matter of flipping a switch and saying, I'm ready to go to work and work really hard for 90 days using a duplicatable system, which, my gosh, we have so many. They're so easy to use. And then let this thing grow out from there. So that's my training tonight. I'm sorry I don't give you I don't have like slideshows and all kinds of cool graphs. But I love my story because I'm in it and it ends happy. And that's a good story. So back to you, Mr. Moore.
Outstanding. Absolutely phenomenal job, Jeff. You killed it tonight, my friend. And
thanks,
I really just kind of want to tie a bow on this is, you know, the system we have today, you know, Jeff started his business with a VHS cassette tape. Today, we have Prospect by Legal Shield on our phone that is not limited. I mean, you can share that video unlimited, as many times as you want to. Just like and follow the system. And the system that Jeff Hughes, this enormous team has, is the system today, but it has been actually a little more refined. Wouldn't you agree, Jeff? I mean, because you can just share so much information without it coming out of your mouth, because we'll all screw it up. No matter how right. polished we are, no matter how refined we can get, we will screw it up. And if we don't screw it up, we're not duplicatable, because the person you're telling this to, they can't turn around and say what you just said. And so
I think
by using – go ahead, Jim.
I think it's worse to be slick than it is to be bad.
Absolutely.
Judy Garten built so much confidence in me because she was so bad and she sold me a membership. And I thought, man, how bad do you have to be not to be able to sell one of these things, right? And then Chris, my brother Chris will tell you the reason he got in is because when he said, what's the next step? And I said, I don't know. He's like, he's already sold 3 memberships and recruited 3 people. He doesn't even know what he's doing. You know, if he can do this, I can do this. I think there's a lot to be said about keeping it simple and stupid so that anybody can do and believe they can do what you're doing.
Absolutely. And think about that. In addition to having Prospect today, guys, every single day there are 5 live Zoom calls. In addition, you know, Jeff, you referenced him several times on the call tonight. Dave Hall put out his Zoom presentation that any of us at all can access straight from our team Facebook page and plug their prospect into any time of the day, 24/7. So there's 5 Zoom calls a day, 3 recruiting, 2 member, you know, 2 more membership or industry specific, but 3 mainly recruiting every single day. In addition, 24/7, guys, you have the ability to share information and then plug them into, I mean, if it's not at a time that a corporate is doing one, you can do your own, number one, or you can plug them right into Dave Hall's that he did and made accessible to everyone. So, guys, I really, we went a little bit longer tonight, but I appreciate Mr. Hughes. I mean, your story is literally a blueprint for success in Legal Shield, and I'm so grateful for you and Cindy for actually sharing that with us tonight, and because there are so many people that have just taken a look. You know, our team over the last 13 months is exploding. I mean, we're growing more rapid today than it brings me back to the early Jeff Hughes days of what the organization is doing right now. Absolutely. Well, and, you know, so I just thank you so much for pouring in.
The reason why it feels like that is doing the same. The reason it feels like it did in the early 2000s is because the activity that's happening today is very similar to what happened in the early 2000s. It's mass exposures using third-party tools that lead to closing events. And momentum is so fun, and it makes you look like a freaking genius, you know? We used to joke that you could drive around town and throw audio cassette tapes out the window when the company's in momentum and people pick them up and say, sign me up, you know? You almost couldn't screw up. And when we were not in momentum, it's like you couldn't do anything right. It was so hard. So we are so in momentum. This is such a time of harvest. Let's just get out there. The field is wide and all ready to harvest, and lo, he that thrusts in his sickle with his might, same lays up in store. So let's get to work, and let's go have some fun, and let's go make some money and help our friends.
All right. I don't think you – that's perfect way to call that, guys. So always keep God number one in your life, your family number two, and Legal Shield number three. Everything else will take care of itself. Thank you, Mr. Hughes. Let's go out and have a rocking week, everyone. God bless. Bye-bye.